This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Hush, Hush by Mel Sherratt. Read by Colleen Prendergast. March 2017. George Steele came out of the Potters, leaving the noise of the rowdy party still going on behind him. Outside, it was fresh, the hint of warmer weather around the corner. It was nearing midnight as he began to walk home. He had planned on only having one more for the road, but that was 2 hours ago, and now he was struggling to stand up. He wondered if Kathleen had left him anything to eat. He could murder something hot inside him. If she hadn't, he would wake her. She could cook him something. He salivated at the thought of a bacon butty. It was a short walk down a country lane and along a small path. Sober, it took him half as long as it did when he was legless. He snorted to himself as he stumbled to his right. It would take him all night, zigzagging the road as he was. His phone beeped and he pulled it out of his pocket. He brought it near to his face, trying to see who was calling him, but he couldn't read the screen, so he let it ring out. At this time of night, it would only be someone looking to cause trouble. He was sick and tired of people after a piece of him, always wanting to fight with him, anger him, disrespect him.